Faith is your servant. God gave it to you to activate the blessing.
No sickness, debt, or pressure can keep the blessing from working in your life. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for an encouraging word and learn how faith activates the blessing.
Now, tonight we're going to talk about faith, the activator of the ministry of Jesus, the activator of the blessing. You remember the scripture that says faith without works is dead? The Greek text there says faith without corresponding action is incomplete and will fall dead or without coming to pass. Well, faith works by love. But faith is the activator. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Why? Because without faith, the blessing doesn't work. And to please God, the blessing has to be in place. Because that was His very first utterance of His will for mankind. Hallelujah. I just get thrilled every time I say it. I get thrilled every time I think about it. Now then, let's look over at the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. And look at the 24th verse. Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side." Now listen to it. "I will." He was exercising his will. Amen. He made a choice right there. "I will not believe it." Now, after 8 days, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. That is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Then said he to Thomas, "Reach here your finger. Behold my hands. Reach here your hand, thrust it into my side." Now listen to what he said. "And be not faithless." Faithless. "But believing." Thomas answering said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Now listen to what Jesus told him. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed." Blessed. See, he said, "You've seen me. You've believed something you have seen. So you haven't activated the blessing. All you've activated is your soul. Your will, your mind, your emotion. You're stirred up about it. But you hadn't stirred up any faith." He said, you've been faithless. "Blessed are they that believe and have not seen." Well, how could he believe something he hadn't seen? Well, all he had to do is believe what those men said. He could have chosen to believe it as well as he chose not to believe it. He could have said, well, okay, I mean, I don't know why you guys would lie to me. I mean, I believe it. No, he made a decision. I'm not going to believe that. When you make the decision, I am going to believe what God has said. I make that decision. I'm going to believe that. And I read in this book, by his stripes you were healed, for instance. All right, now the healing ministry of Jesus is part of the blessing. Amen? We've learned that. And he is administrator over the healing part of God's will. This will and testament that we have laying right there in your left, the blessing itself, the healing of your physical body, the well-being of your mind, and the healing of your finances or anything else that's gone awry because of the curse. Huh? Now, I have made the decision, I'm going to believe that. Well, my body is not reacting to it at all. It don't feel anything. My mind doesn't see anything. And there's not anything happening in my five physical sense gates. There's nothing there to latch onto. But when I made the decision, certain elements were triggered. Certain involuntary actions began to take place. When you decided to eat something, there's certain involuntary things that started activating in your physical body. Why? Because your mind, that is in the capacity and it's in the authority of your mind to do that. And when you made a decision that I'm going to eat that, particularly if it's something sour or bitter, and you thought, I don't want to do this, but they said that'd be good for me. No, I don't want to eat this. And you picked it up and you smelled of it. What happened? Just all kinds of stuff started happening. I mean, man, your mouth goes to working, and if it's something you really don't like, you probably got some goosebumps over this. All kinds of stuff. You hadn't eaten anything yet. But that was in the realm of the way God created you, and that's part of your system, and when it did that, it went to work. Now, you have spiritual insides. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness, temper, all of those things are in there. The force of patience is in there. Let patience have her perfect work, that you might be entire, wanting nothing. But you can't feel it with your physical senses. Now, your physical senses may detect it because of its release or its action, but that's not the way you know it's there. The way you know it's there is because God said it was. And so you made the decision, I believe that. Right. Now your body says, I can't see nothing. I can't hear nothing. Ain't nothing happening. Oh, yeah, there's something happening. It's just out of the realm of your flesh. What's happening? Well, for one thing, you just activated the blessing. Just because you decided to believe it. When our granddaughter, Lindsay, was rushed to the hospital, she was 11 years old, Christmas Day. Delirious, didn't recognize anybody. They ran her over to Cook's Medical Center for Children and diagnosed her with Neisseria meningitis. And they didn't think she could live till the next day. And Kelly, her mama, said that fear just dropped down on her like a blanket when they told her that infectious disease specialist said, when they took the final step and she looked at the spinal, not final, spinal. Well, in her mind, it was the final tap. But she took a look at it, and she, as politely as she could, told Kelly that I've never seen spinal fluid that dark. In other words, she's gone. Well, Terry, our older daughter, said, Kelly, turned around and said she walked very deliberately right over to Terry, and she got right up in her face and she said, "I refuse to fear." And she said, when she said that, she said, "Daddy, when I said that," she said, "fear just melted like a snowball in the summertime." She said, "It just, and just gone." And she said, "The joy of the Lord began to work on the inside of me." She said, "You know, everything going to be all right. Everything going to be all right." Was anything changed? Well, what happened here? Well, our children, I mean, they're raised this way. So faith was active. It wasn't something that was dormant and then it was being activated, but you couldn't tell it. No, it was right there and ready. And so when she made that statement of faith, "I refuse to fear," in the case of the 91st Psalm, "I will say of the Lord." Yes. See, faith activated the blessing. And her protection and all of that just moved in. Perfected love cast that fear out of there. And it never could get back in. It couldn't even get close. Couldn't get to Lindsay. Couldn't get to us. It was gone. Amen. And so when I walked up there, the Lord said, "Put your finger right at the top of her breastbone right there. And speak to the anointing that resides within her." You remember 1 John chapter 2 says, "The anointing we have received of him abides in us now." Well, I just obeyed God and I just put my finger right there, just right at the top of that breastbone. And I said, "Lindsay, I speak to the anointing of God that abides in you now. Rise up and put this thing off your body." Her eyes popped open. She gritted her teeth. Now, she's 11 years old, you know. Gritted her teeth. And she hollered. It's after 11 o'clock in this infectious disease ward. And Lindsay hollered, "Papa! I'm healed in the name of Jesus." Now listen, what's happening here? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The word of God gets spoken. Another word of faith is released. The blessing is activated again. The blessing is activated again. This thing is building and growing.
Yeah. Praise God.
Well, by daylight, she's perfectly all right.
Yeah.
Now, because of the law, she had to stay in there for 8 full days. Amen. She had Christmas in that hospital. We just had a big time. We set up shop out in the lobby. We brought all of our witnessing team in there. We had people working all over that lobby because it is full of people with bad, sick children. Children had been given death sentence diagnosis and all that kind of stuff. Man, I mean, we going through there praying for people and believing God. When I spoke that over Lindsay in there, there was a woman standing right here over a little boy in the bed right next to us there. She said, "Oh, mister, could you come pray that over my grandbaby? I've been asking God send me somebody knows how to pray." Huh? Now, what happened to her? When she heard me speak the word of the Lord, faith came inside her and she activated the blessing that belonged to her. See, that's the way God designed this to work. He didn't design it where it just work in church. It works less in church than it does anywhere. Why? Church is not where it was designed for. Church is where you come together and rejoice because you got it. Is there any sick among you? As if there's not supposed to be any sick among you. Dear God. Ask that question today. And see what happens. Well, we got it all out of place. But it's coming back around. I'm telling you, it's working like it's supposed to work. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
It'll work at midnight. Amen. In a jail.
Amen.
Amen. Like that's where it's designed to work. And when it works out there where it's designed to work, then is when you go to church and rejoice. Hallelujah. Now, can you see what we're talking about here? Now, that is faith that believes what it can't see, or believes without seeing, and activates the blessing. The force of faith inside your spirit will rise up and take hold of the Word of God, and it will begin to move inside the hope or the dream or the picture image that the Word has created. And once it does, the Word, that dream that has come, the dream of the healing, the picture of the healing, the image of the healing, which is hope. And faith is the substance of things hoped for. And as you begin to confess it, and as you begin to see it in the Spirit, and as you begin to move on it, the blessing then begins to work to bring it to pass, and that hope, that dream begins to take upon itself faith. You better look out. It's going to be born. It's going to be born. Some things happen right now like that, like healings and miracles and so forth. Other things will take some time. See? Oh, over a period of time. And God will drop something in your heart. Well, don't just jump off the side of the building and go wild and be still and know that He's God.
Amen.
Ain't no use to you getting all shook up. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, she's got meningitis. So, I got the Holy Ghost.
Oh, sorry.
Don't let the devil threaten you. He doesn't have the power of death anymore.
Amen.
He doesn't have any threat.
You're
the one with the power of life. Amen. Would you ever let Him see you sweat? And on the inside, you may be... Take command. Settle in.
Yes.
Amber, what if He kills me? So... I've already appropriated the other side of that.
Amen.
Enter into His rest. Faith always rests. Faith never gets disturbed. Now your flesh wants to get bumps and everything else. Enter into the rest. It doesn't seek. It doesn't say, seek to get a new car. It says, seek to enter into that rest. Labor to enter into that rest. The car will come. Faith will produce it. Well, I just don't know how I'm going to get my faith to do that. Well, quit trying to be your own God. Just relax. Give God the pleasure and the glory for it. Your faith is working. Your faith is the faith of Jesus. It's just as big as mine. It's just as big as the Apostle Paul's. It is the faith of Jesus Himself. The only difference is that you just haven't developed yours enough yet. You just stay with it now. It's working. Just keep it going. Keep it working. Don't ever let it... Jesus said, if faith was a servant, don't ever let him rest.
Amen.
Don't ever let him come in from the field and take a few days off. No, no, no. Put him to work. Amen. Amen. Faith is your servant. God gave it to you to activate the blessing.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn. How to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives. But with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way, God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever.
Gloria's new book is out, God's Master Plan for Your Life. This, I'm telling you, this is really good. You know, Christian people, I can remember this all of my Christian life. If people thought, boy, man, you know, the will of God is so hard to find out what it is, as if God was sitting up there thinking, I guarantee you I got their life plans are hidden. They'll never find it, I guarantee. If God didn't want you to find His will, you think you could ever know it? Well, dear Lord, no. He has gone to all of the trouble of the cross and the resurrection and sending the Holy Ghost and the Bible and preachers like us to help you find out His plan for your life, and you can get in it, praise God, and it'll help you. I'm just going on about it because it's such a powerful book. It's been released in bookstores all over the United States. If you live outside the United States, well, get in contact with our ministry in your local area, and they'll tell you how to get a hold of it. We discovered today how faith activates the blessing. The key, spending time reading the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And where the will of God is known, is faith begins there. And the written Word of God is His will. Now, according to Mark 11:24, you believe, you receive God's promise, and you will have it. Father, we pray for this entire radio and television audience all over the world as they rise up in you and take their place in your master plan, in your powerful plan for our lives. And we're headed towards your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, now listen. August the 4th through the 9th, the Southwest Believers Convention, right here in Fort Worth, Texas. You got to get in on this now. Jerry Savelle's going to be there. Jesse DePlantis is going to be preaching. Creflo Dollar. Of course, Gloria and I are going to be there. And thousands and thousands and thousands of your friends and neighbors. Praise the Lord. And we're just going to have the greatest time in God you've ever had in your life. Go to kcm.org. Get all the information there. Brother Copeland, I ain't got the money to come do that. What difference does that make? God's got the money. I mean, put your faith on the line. Believe God. And that just makes it even sweeter when you get here. Praise God. Before we leave the air today, I want to show you some really, really good stuff from our Branson Victory campaign earlier this year. You're going to love it. So don't go away. I want you to watch that. God will bless you. Until the next time we come together around God's Word, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455.
Thank you for your diligence, thank you for your love of the Word, and thank you for your love of people.
For the past 6 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have brought the message of love and faith to the people of the Branson, Missouri area. People come from all over expecting miracles.
There's just such a time and a season of the glory of God that's going to hit this place. And there's so much more to be learned, and there's so much more to step into as a body.
given you my name and I've given you my spirit. I've given you my word and I shed my blood and poured it out and confirmed a forever oath. I will perform it, sir. But I need you not to harden your heart when I invite you to come sit.
Worshiping God in one accord is always a part of our victory campaigns. This year, Phil Driscoll ministered to the people and set the stage for the anointing to fall.
The anointing of God is so thick that it's like being in the throne room and hearing from the Lord directly.
If you're not overflowing today, you can. The more you give God, the more He'll manifest in your life. I'm talking about the more you give God of yourself, of your decisions, of the way you walk, the way you live, the way you talk, the more you'll give God and do what He says in the Word, the more you enjoy life.
I am offering you a blank page in my memory. Now you fill it up with what you want me to remember about you. Man, I shouted as loud as I could, I'm blessed!
Thank you for bringing me so far and filling that hole in my spirit that I always knew. I knew there was more, and they've given it to me.
Gloria Copeland has conducted healing school for the past 30 years at all the KCM Victory Campaigns and Believers Conventions. Healing school is always concluded with a powerful healing service.
If Kenneth and Gloria was right here right now, I probably would just hug their neck so strong and say, you know what, you have no idea how you bless me, my family, and this next generation. They're going to know the word because of you guys.
Plan on attending a Victory Campaign or Believers Convention in 2008. The West Coast Believers Convention is at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention will be held August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. The time has come to honor your Father. This book is about honoring your heavenly Father and His command to honor your earthly father. You don't miss this coming Father's Day broadcast because it will show you and teach you marvelous things.
You won't want to miss this special broadcast.